recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Well, he won a gold medal with a broken freaking neck. He's a real athlete, so give him your respect. He's got intensity, integrity, intelligence too. Oh, it's true, it's damn true. So if he ever finds you and you're chanting you suck, then he'll douse you in debt.
Hey, this is Kurt Angle, and welcome to the AdFreeShows.com bonus show. And today we're going to be watching myself versus Stone Cold Steve Austin from Monday Night Raw on January 8th, 2001. But first, let me introduce to you my co-host, Paul Bromwell. How you doing today, Paul?
Kurt, man, I'm excited about this one because you and I talked about this match when we did your recent Royal Rumble Megasode. And I know that it was such a hot match. And we touched on it quickly and then said, hey, this would be great for a bonus show. Well, you know what we do here on Ad-Free Shows? We fucking deliver, and we're going to deliver again today because I got Mr. Angle with me, and we're going to
delivering.
That's right, buddy. And we're going to watch this match together from January 8th, 2001. It's Monday Night Raw. It's you and Stone Cold. How cool is that, man? Are you excited to do this?
Yeah, the biggest name in the history of the wrestling business. I had the match with Stone Cold Steve Austin. It was a dream come true.
All right. Well, hey, let's do this. We're going to jump into the match, and I'll probably mute for most of it, and we'll do a lot of question and answers as we watch the match together. But for those of you that are kind of listening in your car, you're not necessarily going to watch the video. If you do decide you want to watch it for yourself, you can go head over to Peacock. Yes, they haven't scrubbed this match off of the platform yet. You're still good to go. But head to Peacock. That's a joke because they scrub like a lot of stuff, I've noticed. Go to Peacock. You're looking for Raw. Go to the season where the Raw is, January 8th, 2001. You're looking for the 2001 season. And you want to find 1 hour and 25 minutes into the January 8th episode of this particular Raw. 1 hour, 25 minutes even. And Kurt, I'm going to do a little countdown here. I'm going to share it with me and you. You don't have to worry about pulling it up on anything, Kurt. We're going to share it here on the stream for you and I.
Oh, good.
Yep. So you're smooth. We're going to be smooth sailing on the StreamYard. But I want to make sure for those that necessarily aren't watching the video, they'll know where to go. 1 hour, 25 minutes into that January 8th, 2001 episode, and we'll do the countdown here in 3, 2, 1, play.
Kurt Angle with hair.
What a beautiful head of hair it was, too.
Receding hairline.
Listen to Jim Ross here.
But that can't be his focus now. His focus is surviving and defeating a driven, obsessed Texas rattlesnake.
I mean, dude, was there anybody better than Jim Ross back in these days, man?
No, he was absolutely the best commentator in the world. There was nobody better than Jim Ross. I'm not sure why WWE even let him go.
Dude, he's so good.
He's still good. He still is.
Yeah. Absolutely. So here you go, and I'm going to want to talk a little bit through this as we watch it together, but it's you and Stone Cold. It is this Raw. And according to my research, Kurt, this is only the third singles match with Steve. The first match was in November on Raw in Iowa, and you would lose that one via disqualification. The second match is a house show while champion at the Arrowhead Pond just 2 days earlier. Do you do a run-through of this match on the house show so you have it down for TV, or is it just a coincidence the stuff looks so good and is, you know, as far as how it looks here on TV? It is also booked very closely together, by the way.
Well, you know, when you're doing a program with somebody, they have you practice at the house show. So this was another example of that. Stone Cold and I, a couple of days earlier, had a match at, I think, at Arrowhead Pond, and we were able to practice this match a little bit, even though the house show matches are a little bit longer than TV, so we can't fit everything in. We just take a few spots and add it into this match and come up with new stuff during that day.
Do you know, as we watch this back now, are there some differences that you know of between this match here on TV and some of the previous times that you worked with Steve?
The only thing I could think of is that I was getting better. And every time I wrestled Steve, we got better and better together with chemistry. So this is my best match out of the three.
Steve gets you the suplex count here, and this is Earl Hebner is the referee. Steve, we often have heard stories that Stone Cold likes to call it in the ring. Is that how he always worked with you two here, Kurt? Just call it in the ring, son.
And he was really good at it. I mean, he really had a knack for it. He was a great in-ring general, great improviser. He could call stuff on the fly. He'd go back to the scripted part of the match. He was incredible, and I completely trusted him.
Again, third match with this guy. Are you feeling at this point, like, are you still feeling this holy shit I'm working with Steve Austin? Because I know you've said when we've talked before, part of you getting into wrestling is when you started to see guys like The Rock and Austin, thought, man, this is pretty cool. These guys are all, is it still real to you? Like, hey, I'm working with fucking Stone Cold Steve Austin.
What's amazing is I never thought I'd be working with him this quickly. You know, I was only in the business from the day I signed 2 years. So it was pretty awesome to be working Stone Cold Steve Austin so early in my career.
Steve has always put you over, man. He's talked about how much he's liked working with you. And I'm sure the feeling, obviously you've said it, is mutual. But it's so cool to hear from him how much he enjoyed working with you, Kurt.
Yeah, you know what? He was really physical. He was very intense, reminded me a lot of Chris Benoit, and I had great chemistry with Chris, and I knew I would have great chemistry with Steve because he was really intense.
Let's listen to some of the match here, because I do want to hear a little bit of JR as you go out, getting clothesline outside of the ring here, now in with the crowd.
From the clothesline over to the concrete. This referee, Earl Hebner, certainly giving a lot of leeway with the WWF title on the line here. Austin's got to be careful. He's not disqualified or counted out. Austin cannot win the title by a count out or disqualification. Or Rick Angle submit.
You don't think that referee's intimidated by the rattlesnake, do you? You don't think he's afraid to disqualify the rattlesnake, do you?
Well, I look at this.
Steven Regal. William. He was Lord Steven in WCW. William Regal here.
Boom.
You could utilize William Regal for anything. He could be a GM, he could be a wrestler, he could be a manager. He was so versatile.
His facial expressions were priceless.
He was hilarious. Very entertaining.
Oh, backflip out to the... Oh, now, that couldn't have felt good. My goodness, onto the concrete, you know, Kurt.
He almost didn't see me. I had to actually jump ahead of time. I would have landed without him helping me. I would have went over the top anyway.
How scary was this, scary working out in the fans like this? Like, not only just making sure you don't bump into one of them or something.
Yeah, you know what? That can be a liability. So you don't want to run into the fans. The best thing to do is not go out into the crowd.
So this is a pretty physical freaking match. You guys are going into the fans. Suplexes, chairs are involved. William Regal, you're going into the post. Did you guys, you know, Steve, by the way, Stone Cold Steve Austin has had some neck injuries up to this point. Were there any hesitations in terms of the style working with him, knowing, hey, this guy's had some major neck issues at this point in his career?
Steve is a lot like me. When he goes 120%. He's not going to go half-assed. So regardless of his neck or the only thing that he wouldn't do is a pile driver. Because with Owen Hart,
sure,
that's when he broke his neck.
Yep.
Everything else was fair game for him.
So when you would work with Steve, did you have a particular agent that would help you guys put together matches? I know Steve was notorious for using Blackjack Lanza or Tony Garea. Do you remember if either one of them happened to be your agent for this match?
With Steve Austin, it was always Jack Lanza. He was his favorite agent. I think because Jack let him create his own creative juices in the match. He let him call the match, come up with the ideas. Steve and I would put the match together, and then we would present it to Jack Lanza. He would oversee it and say, okay, this looks good. So he didn't really get involved in helping us out, but what he did is he would approve the match. He allowed us to do it ourselves.
I'm sure that's why
that about him.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I'm sure Austin had to appreciate that he gave that creative liberty, if you will, in that regard. What about Steve as a champion? And eventually, you know, you're obviously, you were a quick champion in your first year. Was he a guy that you looked to or talked to, or would he ever give you any advice on, hey, man, this is what it takes if you're going to be the champion. This is what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, he gave me some advice at particular times, but for the most part, he gave me the best advice in the ring. He was the one of the best in-ring workers. You know, like I said before, he was a general in that ring. He was a leader, and that you know, it was easy to follow him. And because I followed him so well, I became a good leader. He made me a good leader.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, and we've talked about this, but you're in an era here where you're getting to work with some of the best that have ever done it, Kurt. Throwing in the going in the programs with The Rock and Stone Cold and Undertaker and, man, just Hall of Famers.
Yeah, it was a huge honor. It was great to be in the business at this particular time.
It's a great way for you as a rookie.
History than the stars we had at the Attitude Era. I was there at the end of the Attitude Era, and it was a really cool time to be there.
Yeah, and I mean, as a rookie to come in and say, hey, we think that you're advanced enough that we're going to start putting you in matches with these guys? My goodness.
Yeah, I main evented pretty quickly. So I was really happy to be in this position.
We don't see a lot of these matches. Now, here lately, competition seems to be brewing a little bit more between AEW and WWE. But there for a long time, we didn't see this level of match on a Raw or a SmackDown. Why do you think that was? Why do you just think, you know, we weren't getting these kind of Kurt Angle, Stone Cold Steve Austin style matches on television as much?
I think it's because we were able to have more time back then on the show. You know, we were main eventing this show and we probably got 25, 28 minutes. For the most part, these days, they get maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a time issue.
Yeah, we've seen some matches lately where they're starting to extend it a little bit. Don't they, you know, Iron Man match goes 60 minutes or what have you. I know we've had a few Bryan Danielson matches lately that have gone long on TV. So it's good to see them bringing that back a little bit. And stretching some of those matches out, classic matches. What are, as I watch you and Stone Cold here working back and forth together, is there something about working with Steve Austin that most fans won't realize or know that you can share with us exclusively here on ad-free shows?
Well, the one thing I could tell you, or two things I could tell you about him, he loves beer and he likes to flip off his boss, but I think everybody already knew that.
We know that, Kurt. We know that.
No secrets to Stone Cold.
Was he a guy that after a match, Kurt, when you'd walk back up the ramp, would he talk to you a little bit, go over the match? Hey, great job. Give you feedback one way or the other.
The match. He wanted to talk about it. He wanted to get himself, he wanted to get better. He wanted to improve on that match and make it better the next time we wrestled. So he always wanted to have a meeting afterward and talk about it in detail.
Well, there you go. That's what made him so good.
That's what made him such a professional.
Hmm. And was he really one of the only ones on the main event level that did that? Or were there others that would say, hey, after this main event match, let's get together and talk about it?
For the most part, anybody else, they would just say, hey, thank you for the match, give you a hug, and that's it. But with Austin, he wanted to sit down, have a beer, and talk about it for a half hour.
Wow.
You know what? Okay. One time I refused a beer, and Shane McMahon came up to me and said, hey, go back in there and accept that beer and sit down and talk to Stone Cold. I was like, holy crap, did I mess up? He said, you messed up big time.
Drink the beer, damn it.
Yep, I had to drink a beer.
Well, hey, I mean, that's part of paying your dues, I guess, is what you call it. That's what you do. You go in there. He's the man. That's showing respect.
He is the man, and I had to show him respect. You're absolutely right.
Well, he's stomping a mud hole in your ass right now as we watch this. That was Jim Ross's line. But I can't help but notice Earl Hebner there in the background. Good old Earl Hebner. Such a great referee for so long, but involved in so many classic moments. What was Earl Hebner like as a referee working with him, Kurt?
He was great. He knew his way around the ring. He was very knowledgeable. He had a lot of experience. I thought Earl was a top-notch referee.
One of the best in your mind of all time?
Yes, but I will tell you this, and I hate to say this because I have a lot of respect for Earl. His son Brian was a little bit better.
Oh, okay.
Brian could actually wrestle in the ring if he wanted to. He wanted to know the psychology. He wanted to know the whole entire match. He didn't just want to know when the pinfall was. He wanted to know everything. So that if we forgot the match, he could tell us. He could remind us what the next spot was. Brian was the ultimate professional as a referee, and I believe he was the best one that I've ever worked with. And I worked with some great ones. Mike Chioda, Charles...
Robinson.
Earl Hebner. They're all great referees, but Brian was just a tad bit better.
Wow. Well, speaking of Earl Hebner, Triple H has made his way out and has just punched Hebner in the head. Here we go.
Where did Triple H come from? Damn Triple H! Damn his soul! Now what?
Damn his soul. That's hilarious. Just not him, his soul.
They all had some great lines.
Stone Cold out of the WWF by God title.
The by God title.
You're inviting the wrong man into that ring now.
Well, maybe he is. You're the biggest man in wrestling.
By God.
It's a great moment.
I'll tell you one thing. He's getting ready. Triple H man screwed Stone Cold out of the title. That's true, but he'll also beat his ass if he's not careful. Well, let's get it on here. You cost off to the title, you bastard. Get in there fighting.
He's a piece of work.
Don't worry, he's going to get in there, all right? Well, there ain't no anchor tied to his ass. Get in there fighting, game. Yeah, that's what you want.
Look at the smile on Austin's face. You're the man that almost ended Triple H's career. Turn about, fair play, and now Triple H's going to come in there, whip your brains out.
Triple H got to run over like a dog last November, a year ago.
Oh, my God.
Look at this! You can feel it!
This is great intensity.
You can see it! He's about to explode! You can taste it!
Ah! Crowd's going crazy.
Good moment.
Right to less! No referee! Austin been screwed out of the title! The guy is whipping the game's ass!
Look at this hatred spewing out there! From both men! Oh my God!
Austin kicking the game's ass! Right out of the ring! Look at it!
They just jumped together. Watch Jim Ross at the end of this. Watch. Not yet. It's coming.
They're beating the hell out of each other. Oh my God.
So they're over the steel pipe. Oh, the pipe shot. Who knows where you're at this point?
I'm just hiding under the ring.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Austin got hit right between the eyes with that lead pipe. For God's sakes.
Oh, my gosh. Look at
I should have just angle slammed both of them and changed the storyline.
Yeah, on your own. Creative liberty. Now, he's bleeding like a stuck pig, as JR would say.
I'll tell you, when Austin gigs, he gigs hard. He gigged me one time. And I was never the same again.
Look at Jim Ross commentating over there. Watch him. Watch his body movements as he commentates. Watch him.
I never saw him standing.
Watch Jim Ross. Watch him. Watch him.
Damn you.
We'll go back to him.
He looks like he's yelling at himself.
Look at that was some of the most entertaining shit you will ever see. If you guys are not watching it with us, you got to go back and watch it. Jim Ross standing commentating. Damn you! Damn you! I mean, it's the best. That was fantastic. Yeah. But man, Kurt, listen, you're the champion here. Do you feel like you're used as a side piece just to advance the Hunter Steve Austin storyline or what?
Of course. I mean, I was, but you know, you have to remember I was an upcoming talent that was world champion, and these two big stars were facing each other. and they wanted to affiliate me with them by doing that, it made me a top guy too.
That's true. You got the rub.
One of them, the other guy would do a run in and continue on with the program. So it helped everybody.
Yeah, you get the rub. They continue on with the program. But man, you, Austin, in the ring, just like we talked about with you, Shawn Michaels in the ring, just like we've talked about with you, Chris Benoit in the ring, just like we, I mean, dude, you and some of these guys were just magic together in the ring. And this was another fun watch along with you and Stone Cold, brother.
I don't like to put myself over, but I seem to have good chemistry with everybody.
Well, Kurt, that's called putting yourself over. So
it is.
No, but it's good, man. And listen, we want to hear from our ad-free show members. If you guys have matches in Kurt's past that you can think of that would say, damn, I'd like to hear something from Kurt on this match or hear his opinion on watching this show or that. It doesn't even have to be a Kurt Angle match. Maybe there's a wrestling match that you would love to hear Kurt kind of call the action on and talk about as he watches. This is where we can do that with our bonus episodes. We're going to try to have fun this year with our bonus episodes. This is the first one, and it was a really fun match that we wanted to try to watch together. But we're open to suggestions on our bonus shows. And Kurt is a great sport, and we have a lot of fun together. And I know you're game to try some new stuff this year for the bonus shows.
Without a doubt. I want some new stuff. So people, listen up and send some stuff in. Tell
it's
us what
true.
You want to hear, what you want to see, you know, what you want me to talk about. I'd love to do it.
Yeah, it's true. Oh, it's damn true. So there we go. I'm going to stay on brand, Kurt. But listen, that's going to wrap us up this month for our bonus show. Kurt, thank you so much for your time. I know you're a busy man, but that's going to do it for this month. He is Kurt Angle. You're over here. There you are. He is Kurt Angle. I'm Paul Bromwell. And this has been the Kurt Angle Show here exclusively on adfreeshows.com, buddy. Take care, Kurt.
Thanks, Paul.